We are Quixie 98.3. It's Brian and Trisha. This team in Japan that created a lifelike robot hand that actually intertwines its fingers so you can feel like you're holding somebody's hand.
It also has tiny little pores.
Yeah.
That allow it to sweat. It leaks some sort of a fluid. I don't want a sweaty-handed robot squeezing me.
Well, it's more realistic, I guess. So it attaches at the elbow. So if somebody's like walking by and seeing you, they're going to say, what is that and why? But anyway, it's got pliable skin that's heated to body temperature, and it has the pores that release liquid to simulate a sweaty feeling.
Oh, this is just creepy. Nothing about this is good.
It's interesting.
I just don't want
a sweaty. I have no idea how much they cost.
I don't want a sweaty robot friend. I don't want a sweaty regular friend. I just really don't like this at all. Have you seen the photos? It's bizarre looking.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like a mechanical hand. I mean, for lack of a better way to put it, you know, all the mechanics above it don't look like a hand. But then when you get down to the hand, it kind of looks like a hand.
Now, if this was going to be somehow later adapted for people who need a replacement, either through, you know, an issue at birth or through some sort of a tragedy where they have become disfigured, I would think that would be cool technology.
Absolutely.
To be able to have something that would replicate the human hand and but to just have one in your house, just that'd be like holding hands with somebody. Come
but
here, sweaty robot hand.
If you live by yourself and you're lonely, I mean, it may not be a bad idea.
I've lived alone. I've been lonely. I've never been that lonely.
We are Quixie 98.3.